You became a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Why?
Great question. I never thought when I went to medical school that I would become government psychiatry. But yeah. As I got into towards the end of medical school, I took this one rotation just on a flyer, and I really enjoyed it. And the patients told my supervisors that I had a way of relaxing people and getting them to talk to me, and I had a way of connecting with people. And so that really made me think about psychiatry. There's also this huge issue as an African American, and the mental health in the Black community is really a big deal, because often Black people will be resistant to mental health care or feel like it's something that's not for them. And there's this huge sort of stigma that we often deal with. And so as a psychiatrist, I've often been one of the only few Black psychiatrists. And so there's a huge deal there as well.
Well, this is something important that you've written a lot about, the dearth of Black doctors.
Yes.
Generally.
Yes.
And you're pointing to that as one of the important factors of why Blacks fare so poorly in the medical system. Why? Why is it important to have more Black doctors?
Yeah, so African Americans make up about 13% of the population, but about 4% of physicians. And it's like mental health and psychiatry is about the same, really low numbers. And what you often see is that there's this issue of the patients don't trust the healthcare system because there's been a bad history of things that have happened in the past. And so often as a Black doctor, I'm there to help sort of be a translator in a way.
Yeah. So that's why we need more Black doctors.
Sure.
At the same time, I saw recently Association of American Medical Colleges, a new report that applications from African American men have declined.
Yes, exactly.
From 1978 to recently.
Right, exactly.
Why?
Yeah, so the numbers for Black women have actually increased during that time, but I think there's this bigger issue about the way society from the very top down kind of sets the limits, the horizons and the expectations of what African American men can be. And I think that really filters down, it starts from the top and it filters down to the communities.